Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today's 5-Minute Friday is all about facial foundation building and one of my favorite products, Sculptra or poly-L-lactic acid. I am so excited to harness the power of collagen biostimulators, and Sculptra is one of my favorite products. It's been around for virtually 15 to 20 years, super safe and proven efficacy. I want every single client this year to start working on facial foundation building. As we age, our skin loses hyaluronic acid, that amazing molecule that gives juicy turgor and plumpness and youthfulness to the skin, like baby skin. We lose that. We become gradually more and more pruny. And how do we maintain that? Well, in some instances, we use gel fillers or hyaluronic fillers to plump areas where we want fat pad volumization. So in the lips, where we want the fat pads of the lips to plump up, we'll use it in the under eye areas for tear troughs, we'll use it in the softer parts of the face for nasolabial fold and marionette fillers. But for large volume areas like the temples, like in front of the ears, the preauricular area, like the mouth downturns, those areas are missing vast amounts of volume. If you think about facial volume, I want you to visualize a ketchup packet, because that's a tiny amount of volume. Did you know that's 10 cc's in a ketchup packet? That would be 10 syringes. So when people get worried about placing syringes in the face, we really should not have to worry about that amount of volume being placed in the face. If I visualize a ketchup packet placed in my temple, placed in my preauricular area in front of the ear, there is plenty of room and there is plenty of volume loss going on. But it's very hard to keep up with facial volume loss with immediate gel fillers. These are fillers that plump, they hydrate, they can be used for these areas that have large volume loss, but it's going to take a lot of them. And the problem with hyaluronic fillers in large quantities to fill these areas is they swell and they last longer than we think they last. And as they break down, the breakdown products draw more water and swelling into the tissues. And thus we get patients looking like filler face. We get people like, I love Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City, but I saw her recently on How I Met Your Father, the new Hulu show, and I honestly could not even recognize Kim Cattrall being the same identity, same woman. So something happens when we overblow the face with too much hyaluronic gel fillers to where we lose definition, we lose contours of the face, we lose bony architecture of the face, and moreover, we look bloated. And with Sculptra or collagen biostimulators, we have the ability to grow facial foundation. Our bodies are blessed with bioregenerative capacity. When we have a wound, a cut, or an opening in the skin, it can seal, it can coapt, it can heal. We can grow new collagen. As we get to be in our 40s and 50s, we grow less and less and less collagen. 50% less collagen is produced perimenopausally than, you know, premenopause. So I think it's super important for us to start incorporating in our beauty regimens building of facial foundation and structure. Remember, the skin is like a piece of paper. The more we repeatedly crunch and fold and compress the skin, the more it flattens, develops lines, and has problems with elasticity and dermal springiness. So this is what happens with the face as it ages. The sun breaks it down, the repetitive motions of movement break it down, and adding gel fillers is just not enough. The structural skeleton of the skin needs to maintain youthful frameworks. I'm using Sculptra in my patients on a regular basis, and I would like this year to recommend Sculptra to everyone as part of their beauty regimen. You can definitely come in for a quick fill, plumping up the lips, doing treatments that involve gel fillers, but in the foundational areas where we want to grow significant quantities of volume, I recommend Sculptra for collagen stimulation. I usually recommend one vial per decade of your age, spread apart. These treatments need to be done about 6 to 8 weeks apart, and we'll usually use one vial on the left, one on the right of the face. It's a really safe and effective treatment, and the beauty of this treatment is it's gradual. People will not notice that you did something, because slowly over the course of 3 to 4 months, you're going to grow this foundational collagen, increase blood flow to the tissues, improvement in the underground, not only the skin, the dermis, the muscle, the fat, the bone layer. Interestingly, when we use collagen biostimulators, histologic studies show that all of these areas improve. We may be injecting Sculptra into the dermis, but we're still getting some improvement in the bone density and improvement in the deep muscle layers of the face. So I think that this is a global treatment. I think that the ability of Sculptra and collagen biostimulators to grow new vascularity and new type 1 and type 3 collagen is incredible, just incredible. Like, how else can you just turn on collagen production without a wound, without a big destructive injury? You can't. You literally can't. And think about Sculptra as a product that you rent to own. Other fillers you rent for a year, then they're gone. You rent it, they're gone. They break down, they swell. They mainly go away after a year to 2 years in most people. This is a product that lasts. So the actual product has been shown now on biopsy studies to last 24 to 36 months. And the collagen that you can grow lasts even longer, 5 years and beyond. Nobody really knows the endpoint of how long does that collagen grow. You'll want to touch it up on a yearly basis. Of course, you've heard of Sculptra for other areas like the décolleté, the arms, the crepey elbows, crepey knees, crepey thighs. I'm using it everywhere, especially Sculptra for the butt. But I think 2022, the product has been newly FDA approved and is about to be newly launched, and I'm so excited to participate with the new launch of Sculptra. We now have the FDA indication to mix it with lidocaine, to use it liberally throughout the face. We now know that we can mix it faster than we previously thought, and it does not have to sit and hydrate on the shelf for days upon end. So lots of new things to learn about Sculptra. If you're an injector and you haven't used Sculptra in your armamentarium of products, you are missing out, and you need to learn this tool to improve bioregenerative capacity of the skin. And we are going to come out and teach this. I've been teaching Sculptra. I have a module on modern aesthetic theory and artistry, which is all about Sculptra for the face. We have another module for Sculptra for the butt. And it's really in-depth that goes over the mixing techniques, the do's and don'ts, the tricks. After being like the number one Sculptra injector probably in the whole United States, I know all the tricks of how to avoid needle plugging, how to avoid granulomas, how to avoid side effects and complications, and how to really inject to see a result. Because I've seen some people do injections where they show their immediate after, and that's not what we want to see. We want to see the long-term beautiful results of the Sculptra. So guys, this year, let it be your year to build underground foundation, to let your collagen bloom, to fertilize your garden, using Sculptra for facial foundation and the collagen biostimulators. Turn on the body's ability to stay youthful. That is my message, and I'm sticking to it. I've done Sculptra for my own face this January. I'm loving it. You get the Sculptra glow. Just something about the Sculptra brings in this beautiful glow to the circulation of the face. So I hope you guys will think about it. And injectors out there, sign up and learn with me at Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. There's a free trial. And patients out there, definitely ask your provider to help you grow some facial foundation. Stop the reliance on the gel fillers and start building your own collagen. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. My website is the same, beautybydrk.com. If you're not going to do Sculptra, at least start with collagen stimulators like retinol. You can try my high-dose retinoid regimen. I love that at night. I also use that in conjunction with my Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. It's a moisturizer with growth factors derived from fat cells, dermal cells, and it's such an amazing product. It has 504 human-derived peptides that are going to boost your collagen production. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.